The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 57. A personal message to you. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the Gospel, "Without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears." Many readers of the Bible pass over passages like this, getting no comfort or encouragement from them, as they seem to them to be restricted in their application to those immediately addressed. But who put this feeling into the heart of the Apostle? It was Christ, of course, Paul said. Christ lives in me. The Apostle is dead, and cannot address to us the sympathetic message that he sent to Timothy, and yet those words show the feeling of Christ our Lord toward every toiling child of the Gospel today. Without ceasing he remembers us, and prays for us too. When Peter was once about to go into sore trial, the Lord said to him, "I have prayed for you. Do you wish that you might hear the same words in your trial of faith? You have them. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." That means you, if you believe on Jesus through the word. Even now he remembers his own, and makes intercession for them, marks their trials and tears, and longs to see them in his kingdom.